A lot of these areas have lost population unless, like Santa Fe and Taos, they can attract wealthier outsiders, and those wealthier outsiders will tend to be Democratic voting anyway. Again, people going for the arts and the natural amenities. Culturally, they tend to be fairly conservative, probably even more so than a lot of other Hispanics. That was one reason why the Republicans thought that they would be able to get the Hispanic vote, because a lot of Hispanics are fairly conservative on cultural issues, on abortion, on gay rights, and these sorts of things. But then the big upsurge of anti-immigrant sentiment within the Republican Party, I think, was the big break there, turning Hispanic voters away. Of course, not all. I think McCain is polling about 33% or so among Hispanic voters. And I don't know about these counties here, but I'd suspect that Barack Obama will do very, very well in those areas.
It's also very heavily Catholic.
Yes, very heavily Catholic. Catholics right now, if you take Catholics as a whole, are very much in the middle. Catholics used to be very much identified with the Democratic Party. Now it's about 50-50. And again, a lot of it is it's going to depend on frequency of attendance of Mass, where the more observant Catholics tend to be more Republican voting now, and the less observant Catholics tend to be more Democratic voting. I don't know what mass attendance rates are in that area. That would be an interesting thing to look at.